You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Case 28, Psycho Killer by the Talking Heads. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. In this episode, we're taking a look at the Talking Heads' 1975 single, Psycho Killer, a sinister track that introduced the band to American and UK audiences. We'll listen to the track and review its lyrics in just a moment, but first, a little background on the Talking Heads. David Byrne was born in Dumbarton, Scotland on May 14, 1952. He was raised in Baltimore, Maryland, and was the son of an electronics engineer. Byrne's first love was music. However, after joining a number of bands in his teens, he enrolled at the Rhode Island School of Design to pursue a degree in art. It was at art school that he met fellow students Tina Weymouth and Chris Franz. Tina, the daughter of a Navy man, was born in Coronado, California, but spent her early years moving around the country. Influenced by 60s artists Peter, Paul, and Mary, the Beatles, and Bob Dylan, Weymouth learned how to play guitar at age 14, but didn't stick with it. Chris Franz, born in Fort Campbell, Kentucky, took up the drums and joined several bands himself after his family moved to Pittsburgh, including a stint with New York favorites The Beans. But, like Byrne and Weymouth, Franz put music on the back burner to attend art college in Rhode Island. In 1970, David Byrne and Chris Franz decided to form a band called The Artistics. Byrne dropped out of art school, feeling that he couldn't bridge the gap between himself and the predominantly upper-class student body of the school. Franz and Weymouth, who were dating, continued through to graduation, after which they decided to move to New York with Byrne, allowing Franz to continue to perform as the other half of The Artistics. Once in New York, the duo looked for a bass player to round out the band. After coming up empty, the two convinced Weymouth to pick up the bass again and join the group. In 1975, the trio decided to change their name, and they started the process by taping slips of paper onto the wall of their Manhattan loft. Some names showed promise, like the Vogue Dots and the Portable Crushers, but nothing stuck. Then a fellow former art school student, Wayne Zeev, was looking through a TV guide and found the term Talking Heads, which was used to describe a typical head and shoulders shot most prominently used by television reporters. Wayne taped it to the loft wall, the band unanimously approved, and they took the name. The next month, the band auditioned for Hilly Kristal, the owner of the legendary New York nightclub CBGB's, which was experiencing the height of its popularity, supported by bands like Television and Blondie. Hilly liked what he saw and gave the Talking Heads their first gig, supporting another staple of the CBGB's music scene, the Ramones. Later, after more appearances at the club, Sire Records offered the band a recording contract, which they declined. The next year, after a concert in Boston, the trio was approached by Jerry Harrison, a Milwaukee, Wisconsin-born guitarist who'd been a member of Jonathan Richman's band, The Modern Lovers. Harrison, an architecture student at Harvard, asked to join the band, and he became a full-time member after his graduation in 1977. Soon after Harrison joined, and after considering offers from several record labels, the Talking Heads signed with the very same label they declined in 1975, Sire Records, and began working on their debut album. The album, named Talking Heads 77, contained their first single to appear on the U.S. Billboard charts, getting as high as number 92. That single was Psycho Killer.
Run, run, run.
The song was actually written and performed back in the days when they were called the Artistics. The song, for the most part, is a first-person narrative of a Norman Bates-like character, a quiet and shy loner on the outside, but a rage-filled serial killer on the inside. The lyrics are chillingly delivered by lead singer David Byrne, and it's hard not to visualize Byrne as the character in the song. The first verse is almost a warning issued by the killer's inner voice, and the chorus contains the French line, "Qu'est-ce que c'est?" which means, "What is it?" In the second verse, the song switches from a first-person perspective to second-person, and it's most likely to symbolize the character wrestling with his inner demons. The character is either talking to or mocking himself, or better yet, he's being worked over by one of the voices in his head. For this verse, Byrne adopts a higher, more mocking tone in his voice. The third verse is sung mostly in French, and the Google translation for the phrase is roughly, "What I did that evening, what she said that evening, realizing my hope, I launch myself toward glory." Rapper Ice-T has confirmed that Psycho Killer was an early inspiration for the controversial song he did with his band Body Count called Cop Killer. And while the Talking Heads have long since disbanded, David Byrne still occasionally performs this in concert, as do the Tom Tom Club, the side project formed by former Talking Heads members Tina Weymouth and Chris Franz. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. If you have a suggestion for a song that you'd like lyrically uncovered, send it to me at lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For CoverVille Media, this is Brian Abbott. Thanks again for listening.